This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up 1 hour from now, buckle in, the debut of our weekly QB Power Rankings. Top 10 quarterbacks of pro football right now, week to week. You know why? Because we're not worried about the past. It's about now, the pledge, which Hugh Douglas totally butchered.
I took the pledge.
You destroyed it. You took the pledge, you crumbled it up, and you threw it across the room. By the way, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Mike Tyson, Hard Rock, January 23rd. Best answer we get today. Who do you want to see take a punch for Mike Tyson? We'll win those tickets. This segment is brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. That also means back to school. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. I'm actually pleasantly surprised with everyone out there calling the show today, because I feel, Hugh, we're getting a lot of people that understand the purpose of this, that are turning the page, taking the pledge. We're better than this. We don't need to wallow in the past in terms of this team. Like, the 2025 Eagles are their own team, and we could talk about them their own way and not go back to resumes and all that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm actually pleasantly surprised. Let's see what Stacy in the Northeast has to say about all this. What's up, Stacy?
First of all, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Stacey.
Praise the Lord. Now, first of all, I'm not from the Northeast. I'm from North Philly.
Okay.
Secondly, the pledge is stupid. Completely stupid.
Why? You're stupid.
Why?
How old are you? Let me ask that question.
How old are you?
I am 38 years old,
Stacey. I'm 54.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you didn't live through the Mike McCormick years. Mm-hmm. You didn't suffer through the years where the Eagles stunk. So most of the fans that didn't see winning seasons for a decade before Vermeil got here, how are you going to tell them they don't have the right to that now we're finally one of the top organizations in football and a champion at that. You're telling them just to forget about that?
Missed the point. When we talk about this year's team, can't just fall back on, well, they won the Super Bowl last year. This is its own team, Stacey. I'm talking about this team now.
The team, the ones that are playing, those are the ones that did the right thing and saying, hey, we need to move past what was accomplished last year.
Right.
They have the right. They need to do that. But the fans, absolutely not. Fans can hold on to this for as long as they want to, especially with Cowboy fans, with Redskins, with Commie fans, with Giant fans, with Steeler fans, who ragged us for decades about all the winning that they did.
So I can appreciate that, Stacey. I get it. I get where you're coming from. I do think that one, after the first Super Bowl in 2017 into 2018, that one I totally understood it, because finally we got one. But now we're one of the best teams of pro football, Stacey. I want to win another one this year. I don't want to wallow in the past.
Right. So that's why the team needs to The team did the right thing to move forward, not the fan base. Fan base can celebrate that as long as they want.
All right, Stacey.
Great job at missing the point.
Yeah.
Great job.
By the way, Joe Giulio, one more thing. Because you sound like them, like Frank and the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Frank Perone?
We don't have enough. That we're not doing enough. Let the Phillies accomplish something before you start touting them and calling them champions, okay?
Well, the Phillies are not champions yet, Stace. Now, they're going
right,
to be NL East champions. that we knew a while ago.
That's not the championship.
I agree. Right. We won a World Series championship, and they didn't do that yet. Now, you're totally right on that, Stacey. All right, Stacey. What do you got first? Who do you want to see take a punch by Tyson?
To give Hugh a break, you and Kyle.
I knew it was coming. All right, Stacey.
I wanted to punch you, Stacey.
Yeah, Stacey, good phone call.
I know you do.
All right, Stacey.
I know you do. Yeah. You know I'm right.
I don't know about that, but I do like your phone call. Good stuff.
I'm pretty positive you're wrong, actually. Yeah. Like, that was a masterclass in missing every single point that we've ever brought on the show.
Living his truth.
Yep.
As guided by Douglas over here.
Live your truth, man.
Again,
live your truth.
Baloney.
I don't know how this isn't easy to understand. Nobody's saying, like, forget about the Super Bowl forever and don't, like, cherish the memory.
Well, Hugh even brought up you can't wear your T-shirt or your sweatshirt. Wear them every day.
Well, that's why I asked for clarity. Yeah, I just asked for clarity.
But you're putting that idea in people's heads. We're talking about the 2025 team. They have a game on Sunday. They might win, they might lose, right? It's a toss-up kind of game. They're a point-and-a-half favorite. We come in here Monday and they lose. Guess what I'm going to do if they lose? I'm going to react to the game. Jalen plays well, it doesn't, the defense, whatever, Fangio, Petullo. But I don't want to hear Monday, Joe, calm down, they're Super Bowl champions. That's what I'm saying.
And I understand that.
Okay.
We're not going to have that conversation. But when you tell the fans to do that, they're not hearing that.
Well,
their problem.
But that's what they do. How many times have we sat here in these chairs and tried to be clear and concise about everything that comes out our mouth?
That was a clear and concise pledge I sent to you, and you butchered it.
And even after all of that, you still get ridiculed, because mostly it's you, because for whatever reason, you're the only one that has a bad take on here from people's perspectives.
Well, there's no bad takes.
Not according to you people.
Yeah. No, but and they get mad about something that is said, and
that isn't
they
actually
clearly
said.
Don't understand what's being said. That's being a fanatic.
It's crazy. It's like
that's being a fanatic. So now, all of a sudden, you
it's
being a fanatic, and all of a sudden you want to bring reality and logic to a conversation like this.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I want to bring a pledge. I'm going to recite it again in case you missed it. Okay,
it's ridiculous.
This is our pledge we've created on the Midday Show, that we react to the 2025 Eagles as their own team, and we don't live in the past about resumes. Obviously, the quarterback, you know, his resume gets brought up. Every time we talk about him, Joe, he's a Super Bowl champion. I know. I watched it just the way we all did. That has nothing to do with Sunday against the Chiefs or Thursday against the Cowboys or next week against the Rams. So here's the pledge. And I think it's pretty easy to understand. And if you don't change it like you did, it's not confusing. Here is the pledge for our show on the 2025 Eagles. I pledge to leave last season's Super Bowl in the past. I won't carry old glory into new battles. I will stand with the 2025 Eagles, focus on what's ahead, not what's behind. I'll bring my energy, my passion, and my voice for every snap, every drive, every game. I believe in this team, this city, and this season. Fly, Eagles, fly today, tomorrow, and all the way to the next championship. You see, I tried to emphasize a few words.
Yeah.
The next championship.
Totally understand.
This season.
Totally understand.
Not resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Not what happened.
Yeah.
So you're in.
I told you I was. Mm. I'm not going to bring up the past, because we're gonna judge Jalen on this year's performance. Which I think is totally fair. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
But when we start cutting that audio.
But when we start talking about past performances of other quarterbacks, then that's when I'm going to start bringing up his resume. I'm just saying, if I have to talk to a Spike Eskin, because, you know, Spike gets triggered when we had his
what happened yesterday? Because you were teasing
Ryan Clark. Spike, I did not Ryan Clark him. But Spike asked me, this is how it started. He said, who is the better quarterback? Right? And I said, what are we talking about? I asked him specifically, what are we judging? On athleticism and all that other stuff. I said, he's the better quarterback. No question.
Well, Allen's better. Yeah.
But I said, when you talk about unquantifiable intangibles, Jalen's resume speaks that he's the better quarterback. And Spike got triggered. And I was like, Spike, no disrespect to you, but it's okay for us to look at this different. And then he said, oh, you're trying to Ryan Clark me. And I was like, no, not at all. I'd have too much respect for you to do that. But I also understand that we look at things differently. And that's fine. But he took it as, you know, I tried to Ryan Clark him, but then he called me a mean and hurtful name.
Yeah, you did.
And he told me to get out the studio because he's about to do his show.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was actually.
He said, get out of my studio.
You ran away with your tail tucked between your legs.
And I was just, no, yeah. I was hurt.
Like a coward.
I take the blame for this because when Spike and Ike walked in, I brought up their show the day before when they were discussing Jalen or Josh.
He called me an idiot.
And then he was like, what are you guys talking about? And then it happened and I started laughing and I left.
And he called me an idiot. And he said, you're stupid. And he said some other mean and hurtful stuff.
Agreed. All right. Tom and Abington's up. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Tom, what's up,
Tom?
What it do, capitulating you?
What's going on, man?
You know, I'm with you, Hugh. Mr. Joe Aquino, how dare you? How dare you with your silly little pledges? Hugh, I want you to unpledge. That's what I want you to do.
You want me to unpledge?
This whole show has been him unpledging, and he's been doing this.
I have so many issues with this. First off, you say don't bring old glory into new battles. Mm-hmm. Last time I checked, when the Marines charge into any battle, at the head of that battle is old glory. Okay, so the
I'm not a Marine. I appreciate all those in the services, but what I am is a football fan, and I am focused on now.
And you're trying to tell fans how to fan. It don't work that way. Now, I listen to the Whip every day. I listen to you guys every day. You entertain me. But every day I hear you bring up the shortcomings of Jalen Hurts and the passing game of last year. So which is it, Joe? Are we just picking and choosing what we can bring up can't bring up?
Well, no. Now I'm on. I took the pledge today. What I said yesterday didn't apply to the pledge because the pledge was taken today.
So now I can no longer hear you bring up the ineptitude of the passing game last year or how Jalen Hurts was inconsistent and needs to be better, correct?
I will do my best to do that less. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. But I think it works both ways, right? So larger sample over shorter sample. So let's say this. Let's say that passing game goes out there on Sunday and lights it up. Mm-hmm. We have one pretty decent one on Thursday against the Cowboys and then one great one. So that's the new sample. I'm not going to keep going back to the further we go into this year, the less last year matters at all. I'm trying to get us to all that together. You brought up the Jalen example, which is a fair one.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's your prerogative, mm-hmm. but the thing you have to realize is everybody has a prerogative.
Well, that's the problem.
And Hugh has an agenda, so that's...
No, I mean, but we, see, this is what it is, Tom. We all have our perspective on mm-hmm. on these things. And a lot of times they don't line up. And here's the beautiful part about it. They don't have to.
Because, that's right.
Because they're ours. Mm. You know, just
and
like.
And that's why taking a pledge is silly.
I mean, I agree. But, you know, I work with two people who feel strongly about this. So
that's
I'm,
right.
You
that's
know,
right.
I'm a team player. I'm going to be a team player.
Well, come on.
I am a team
player.
You
took the pledge and then destroyed it an hour
no,
later.
No, I'm just saying because we, just like, just for example, the conversation that me and Spike had. Spike's not wrong in his assessment of the two individuals. He's mm-hmm. not. And if you're looking at building a football team, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to take Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts because of the physical attributes that he has.
Well, he just played better in his career.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the physical attributes.
Yeah, well, that too.
But when you talk, and this is where I think Spike gets a little perturbed, because the body of work does matter. And as far as being a leader of men, Jalen has proven to be a better leader of men. And that's a fact because he's led his team.
But every winner is a leader.
Allow me to finish.
But is every winner.
Allow
is
me
Brock
to,
Purdy
see, this
a better
is where,
leader
this
of men because
where,
he got to a Super Bowl?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was a better leader of men in that moment. He was because he led them to the Super Bowl. See, this is where.
But is that because of him or because Dan Campbell went for every fourth down?
See, and this is
when they were up 17.
This is where we start to yell and scream at each other.
I just don't get it.
Because, and I know, and that's okay. You don't have to get it. That's why my third eye is here to try to explain this.
Is Jalen Carter a leader of men?
See, that's a whole different conversation.
No.
It's
not.
It is.
No, it's the same logic.
Who has ever called Jalen Carter a leader?
He's a champion. He led his defense.
We're using your logic against
you. You're trying to circumvent my logic.
No, well,
because everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Logic shouldn't be able to be circumvented sound.
When you build your team, you build it around the quarterback, right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
What is the one trait that you absolutely have to have? All the physical attributes there. Not that. Thank you, Tom.
Stop.
It's being a leader. You have to get those guys, those 10 other guys, to buy into what you're saying.
Right, but there's no proof that Josh Allen didn't. They just didn't win yet.
Josh Allen hasn't gotten over that hump either.
But Jalen Hurts wouldn't be any less of a leader. Hold on, I just want to finish. If Jalen Hurts, to me, would be no less of a leader if the Chiefs won that game last year. He's still the same leader, a high-quality leader.
You know what?
He was just on the winning side.
You know what I think of when I think of leaders, and this is a part of being a leader? Delegating, correct? Mm. You got to be, in order to be a good leader, you have to know how to properly delegate.
Are you saying he gets credit because Saquon Barkley's so good?
All I'm saying is
he delegated to Saquon?
See, this is where we start to play semantics, Tom.
This is good, actually. This is good.
Okay. You're right. Okay, we'll do that. We'll live that
all right,
truth.
All right, you know what?
He delegated to Saquon right. in those games that they won, but in the Super Bowl, he became the leader. He took over and did what he had to do. That's what good leaders do.
I just think they won because they're a better team. I mean, all right, Tom, what do you got for us? Who do you want to see get punched by Tyson?
While I thought Philly's Karen was a great answer, I'm going to take it a step further. I need Mike Tyson to knock out the Delco Pooper.
Oh.
It's just kind of weird punching women.
Well, knock the poop out of her.
I hear what you're saying, Tom, but
none of us condone violence on. But this is, look,
let's get Layla Ali to slap her, though.
Sure. But this is, I mean, Philly's Karen and the Delco Pooper did push buttons they shouldn't have pushed. I mean, is anyone wrong about that?
She took a whole dump on somebody.
That was gross. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls count. A chance to win the Tyson tickets. Are you willing to take the Eagles pledge with us that we're moving past saying the Eagles are champions and focusing on how they play this year? That's it. Let's keep it simple. Hugh is not really doing it. He's saying he's doing it, but he's not doing it. Are you ready to do it? And your chance to win the Mike Tyson tickets. Plus, we got to react to a couple of things said by the coordinators yesterday. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Yeah, I can see clearly. It's 2025, everyone. Last year, it was amazing. Wear your T-shirts. Talk about the banner. The pick six by Coop. The sack by Jalen Carter. Jalen's big game in the Super Bowl. Talk about it all you want. But when it comes to this team, Hugh, we got to see this thing clearly. I am. Kyle is. A lot of our callers are today. You are not. That's the problem.
I see it clearly. Believe your truth, people.
See, that's...
I mean, but that's what it is, Joe, because the beautiful thing about this sport that we all love is that we all see it from the from our perspectives. I mean, this is similar to when you have people that would pick the winner of the teams just because they like the color of the jerseys that they're wearing. Or something where, you know, they like the name of the quarterback or they think his girlfriend is cute.
But we can set some ground rules. 2024 is over. We're evaluating the 2025 Eagles. Some ground rules help.
You know, seeing it clearly and living your truth are like two completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
But here's the thing. You're seeing it clearly might not be the same as somebody else is seeing
it. And they're wrong and idiots.
It's not the case. You know how many times I walk around and I'm in earshot of people talking? And they talk about football. And they might say something that I know is wrong, but I'll chuckle because in my mind I'm like, live your truth. Like, if that's how you see it, then that's fine.
Well, you know what that is? That to me is the equivalent of just like, bless your little heart.
It is.
Okay, but doesn't that have the backdrop or the implication of you're wrong?
No, but
it
silly.
Does. It does.
But who am I to tell a person that feels passionately about the way that they feel that they're wrong?
So you know
that's exactly what the whole point of what we do is.
No, it's not.
Literally what we do every day.
No, we live our truths. There's been plenty of times we get on here.
I live the truth.
Okay.
No, you live your truth.
I can
in your mind, and you feel strongly about it.
Right, but I can respect you. You're allowed to have whatever opinion you want. I'm going to have mine, and I could believe I'm right. You could believe you're right, but we can all. Here's what I think we need to do. We just need to find a center ground we all start from. And that's the point of the pledge. It's 2025. We cannot bring up that, it wasn't a great game on Thursday, or, the passing game wasn't that great. Joe, they won the Super Bowl. That's nonsense. It has nothing to do with Thursday.
Well,
nothing.
Well, I think that when people see that and they say that, that's because a lot of times
they're coping.
Well, they hear different things. It's like Jalen has become a dog whistle. For a lot of people.
Well, that's their fault.
Well, talk to Spike because, you know, it triggered. Like, he gets super triggered. But it's a dog whistle because you want to be, I feel like this, especially when you talk about him, you want to be right in your assessment of him. But the bottom line is this. To me, it's similar to Eli Manning. Eli Manning is considered not a great quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning won two Super Bowls and he beat the best quarterback that we consider on the planet.
So everything you just said is facts. I think people hearing that will be mad at you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That you're comparing those two, because I think there's a feeling here that Jalen is clearly better than Eli was.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay, but the bottom line is they both went to the Super Bowl and one-two, and one's one-one, but here's the fact of what I'm saying of everything. Eli is going to the Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not. He going to the Hall of Fame.
So what you're saying there, you could also throw Joe Flacco as a similar kind of quarterback. Not a Hall of Famer, but Joe Flacco went and won the Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl, but...
And he was a good quarterback for a while.
I don't think when you talk about the level of consistency, however you want to parse that, Jalen has had a career, to me, even though Joe Flacco's went to the Super Bowl, that was better than Joe Flacco's.
Probably.
So it's different.
Flacco never was second in MVP voting.
Yes,
right? He never had that high of a high.
So,
I agree.
So it's whether we like it or not, it's what you do matters because perfect example, Donovan McNabb. We talk about Donovan and whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt Donovan's a Hall of Famer if he would have won a Super Bowl. That might not be fair. But that's the way that guys are judged nowadays.
Well, for the Hall of Fame.
And when you talk about Lamar Jackson, because I think at the end of the day, that's when people they might not say it, Joe, but that's the measuring stick.
The Hall of Fame.
And when you talk about a Josh Allen and you talk about a Lamar Jackson, both of those guys you look at by the way that they've played in their regular season accolades
Hall of Fame.
Are on that Hall of Fame trajectory.
I agree.
And for what Jalen has done in the postseason, he is just as deserving or he's on that same trajectory as those other guys, even though it doesn't look the same. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I think they're on different trajectories that might land in the same place.
Yes, and that's the thing. And here's the thing when it comes to me with Jalen. Because I saw everything that everybody else saw last year, right? The fact that when I talk about him and we going into the press box, I don't know what we're going to get from this cat today, da-da-da-da. But he won the game. So I started to change the way that I think about him. Because here's the reality. There's not one direct way to get to a certain point. And when you look at their careers right now, and let's talk about their resumes. But when you look at their careers right now and what they've accomplished thus far, I feel confident and safe saying that they're all three of them are on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Jalen goes to one more Super Bowl, you can't and wins it. You can't tell me he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I agree. Gets the two. The hard part with yours is, though, and I agree with you, his is so dependent on other people.
But
it is, right? Like Allen and Lamar, if they just keep playing the way they do, they're going to go to the Hall of Fame. Jalen needs other people. And I'm not saying he's not a huge part of it, but that's...
He is a huge part of it,
Joe. No, I'm not saying he's not. But he also needs other people. If he plays great and the Eagles have injuries, he's not going to win the Super Bowl.
And if that's the way you want to parse it, that's fine. But at the end of the day, he's still going to Canton. And I think that's the thing
they have to win the Super Bowl.
No, but that's the thing that I don't think that people can they can't wrap their mind around. Because we're so wrapped up in our takes that we want to be right about the way that we think about
this. One quick thing, then we'll get to the coordinators. But this is what bothers me about the discourse. And it got to Jalen. The whole thing was about the Eagles, mostly. You can be on the path to Canton and not be an elite quarterback. You brought up Eli Manning. Eli Manning was very rarely, if ever, an elite quarterback. We all agree he's going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, people have to accept there's two different, you said it, there's two different tracks. Like, I'm with you. I'm with everyone. If Jalen keeps winning, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. We'll take a trip out there and have a bunch of people and we celebrate him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean he's just always an elite quarterback. Eli Manning was very rarely, if ever, an elite quarterback, but he's going to go. I mean, that happens all the time.
I think for the sake of this argument, that's the word that everybody's stuck on.
What, elite?
Elite.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's...
I'm not stuck on that word. I feel confident in saying that Jalen's a good quarterback. He's not Lamar, and he's not Josh. But, again, and I know we don't want to hear this, but... His resume speaks volumes.
Yeah, that's using team resume.
But the NFL is a team game.
And
I think that's why we tend to, because we look at it like this. When we talk about those other guys, we talk about their individual accolades, right?
Yeah.
Their individual accolades have not gotten them over the hump.
But it's not, say with Lamar, partially it is his fault. He struggled in big games.
Their individualism has not gotten him over the hump.
Because it's a team game.
Okay, now let me flip it to Jalen. Now, for the sake of this argument, yes, Jalen was helped tremendously by his teammates the regular season.
Yes.
Is that okay? We agree with that?
We're all on the same page.
Jalen took it to another level in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so there it is then. But he was in the Super Bowl. And Jalen.
What about the pledge?
No, listen to what I'm saying.
You said you
listen
took
to
the
what
pledge.
I'm saying. And Jalen. This is where I say, and this is where I talk about with Jalen being a great leader. Jalen delegated. Keeping it a bean. He delegated during the regular season in order to get in the postseason. Yeah. Can we agree with that?
So
then he took it on home. He took it to the promised land.
Well, the Eagles did. But, winning football games is a team accolade. Getting
who
into the Hall of Fame is an individual accomplishment,
not? Who got the MVP? Who got MVP in the Super Bowl?
Who should have gotten the MVP?
I'm arguing.
What does that mean? Nick Foles has one.
Who got the MVP in the Super Bowl?
So here's the thing. Here's the big difference.
Didn't Dexter Jackson get one? And Larry Brown?
Malcolm Smith did.
Yes, there's been a lot of Super Bowl MVP.
We ain't talking about them. We're talking about Jackson.
But the Super Bowl MVP rule doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, the logic sucks.
It really does.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
In the grand scheme of pro football?
It does.
But wait, how?
This is where.
I guarantee you, 50% of our audience doesn't know who Dexter Jackson is. Or they barely remember his name.
This is where.
Who cares?
This is where it gets to.
You didn't take the pledge.
I didn't take the pledge.
Because you just brought up Super Bowl MVP. That's the whole point.
No, this is where I'm trying to show you where it gets muddy for everybody. Because now we want to split hairs and talk about who did more than who in the Super Bowl.
It shouldn't be this money.
We talk about who did more than who.
Like, this is all pretty clear. Do you not agree?
No,
some guys, Some guys are going to get into the Hall of Fame purely by how they play. Others need team accomplishments to go on the resume to put them in the Hall of Fame.
You think Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Maybe.
If Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer, Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
But what did Phillip Rivers do?
But those guys never won. They played really well for a long period of time.
But that's going to get them in. What did Phillip Rivers do?
No, this is exactly my point. Like, Eli Manning needed two Super Bowls, or else he wouldn't even be in consideration.
If he only got one, he's not going.
Again.
Dan Marino was in the Hall of Fame because of how he played.
What did Fred Tarkenton win?
Nothing.
Dude, but he's
in the Hall of Fame.
Right, because of how he played.
What did Warren Moon win? Troy Aikman isn't even the best. Listen.
Hugh, you're making our point.
I'm not making your point.
You
what I'm trying to trying to tell you is this. There's different paths to going to the Hall of Fame.
We agree with you.
Troy Aikman
is exactly not the best.
Right, so why are we arguing?
But the point is...
So why are we arguing?
I don't know!
I don't know either. But you... All right, we...
what the hell are we doing?
Okay, but I think we all... let me just say this, then move on. We can all get to the same place, but not be equal players.
And that's fine.
Right, I know, but then why does everyone get upset? That's the whole point! hold on a second.
I'm not upset.
No, I know, but everyone gets upset. That's the whole point.
Because
Jalen Hurts may get to the Hall of Fame one day. I agree with you 100%. He's on that track.
Mm-hmm. You know why they get upset?
I'll
tell you why. Because
he'll be in the same room as Joe Montana and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, right? And Brett Favre and all the other ones. He doesn't mean he's as good as them.
No, because Joe, and this is why people get upset, because we'll sit here every day and we will talk about factual stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, but when other people hear it, and I try to tell y'all this all the time.
But that's their problem.
But they don't hear, because when they hear you say that, they feel like you're slighting Jalen.
It's a they problem, not a me problem. If I give you a fact and you get upset about a fact, you're wrong.
But see, here's the fact.
You are the problem.
This is like you with the Twitter polls. They're just not listening.
Right.
But here's the fact. Jalen's won the Super Bowl, right? That's a fact.
Yes.
And Jalen's been to two.
Yes.
The other guys haven't been to none.
It doesn't mean he's better.
It does.
Chris Chandler went to a Super Bowl.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Is Stan Humphries better than Josh Allen?
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I don't understand it.
I know, and I'm trying to explain it to you, but you won't let me because y'all keep yelling at me.
Because you're saying something that doesn't hold up.
It does hold up, Joe.
Brock Purdy's better than Josh Allen.
Josh, yes.
No, he's
in that moment, yes, he was, because he got his team to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In the AFC Championship game, and this is the thing that I tried to tell Spike yesterday, what did Josh Allen do to get his team to the Super Bowl? Nothing.
No, he did nothing.
Excuse me?
He did nothing in the game?
He did nothing to get them there. Did they go?
Dude.
Did they go? Listen to what I'm saying.
No, come on,
Listen, because you're not listening.
No, this is insulting.
Who played in the Super Bowl? Who played in the Super Bowl last year for the
I actually think you hurt Jalen's case by saying this stuff.
No, I don't.
You do, because you're comparing him to guys that didn't do anything.
No. What you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Trent Dilfer,
you can't use Trent Dilfer because he got him to the
Seahawks.
Because it's not convenient. You're talking about a guy who was a placeholder for a dynamic defense. Jalen wasn't that. Now you're disrespecting Jalen.
But that's the point, is that like you can get to a Super Bowl just by being a placeholder.
No.
That's not what Jalen is.
With all due respect, that's what you're missing about what I'm saying.
We make blanket statements.
It's not a blanket statement.
If you go to a Super Bowl, you're better than someone that didn't?
When you tout Josh Allen the way that you tout him, and he doesn't get the job done in the biggest moment.
He is a better player. It's okay.
I didn't say he wasn't a better player.
All right. That should be the end of it then.
But when his team needed him the most, he didn't get it done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the bottom line.
No, you got to be kidding me.
No,
his defense
put
up 32 points to the Chiefs, dude.
Look at me, you people. I'm saying it with a straight face. He didn't get the job done. What is so hard about that to understand?
Oh, dude.
Jalen did get the job done.
This is...
What is so hard about that to understand?
It's very hard to understand.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And I know positions are different. A scrub defensive end that won a Super Bowl is better than you?
If he won a Super Bowl, yes.
No, he's not.
Oh, come on, man.
He's not. You know deep down you're a better player.
You know what? Okay, for the sake of this argument, in my mind, Brandon Graham's a better defensive end than me.
But at least it's close.
No, like, it ain't close.
Dude, if we go win the Super Bowl.
But he's a better defensive end than me.
James Bradbury was on the team last year.
Brandon wasn't a scrub. Brandon was good.
You know why Brandon is a better defensive end than I was? Because he played in two Super Bowls.
Okay,
he had one of the most dynamic plays that you could ever have in a Super Bowl. And he goes down in Eagle lore because he did something that I was not able to accomplish.
Okay, can we try to find, and we really need to move on. Can we try to find a common ground? There's better careers and there's better players. I think, Jalen, you can make a case with a straight face. I'm not gonna argue. Jalen's having as good of a career as anyone, not named Mahomes.
Jalen, right now, Jalen is on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
It's a great career.
We
agree with you.
So,
but
okay,
it doesn't mean he's a better player than everybody
never said
else.
That.
But you did.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't. I said he was a better player in the moment that he needed to be than Josh Allen. I did say that.
Well, that's clutch. That's not better.
That's also debatable in and of itself.
I know.
What we're doing right now is just playing semantics because y'all know deep down in your hearts that
we're just using logic.
I'm right. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to bring logic to
conversation. God forbid, for once.
It doesn't work. Dog, because I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
it don't work when we talk about football.
If we're just having a regular conversation, can we set the emotion aside? Logically, Hugh, you know we're right.
No.
Okay.
I don't, because
right,
I'm trying to tell
it.
You.
Then forget it.
I just Kyle, I agree. When you sit here, then we're going to take it back to the beginning. And when we were talking, and I said, Spike asked me, who is the better quarterback? I said, without a doubt, Josh Allen.
That's it, okay, then. That's
done.
The story.
Thank
okay,
you.
But that's not the end of the story.
Well,
that's not the end of the story.
Okay, for the sake of this conversation, it is.
No, it's not.
Because we can have all the other conversations about
because,
Hall of Fame, what their team accomplishes. We're just asking who's the better player.
Okay, because that's the narrative that you choose to go with.
No.
The bottom line is who won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We are talking about you want to go with your narrative, and I'm going to go with mine. And at the end of the day, both of them going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Bless your little heart.
And one of them's going to have two.
I
resent that guy.
Hold on a second.
I resent you using that on me.
Are we already penciling Jalen? He has a bust etched already?
For the sake of this argument, yeah.
Okay. I agree he's on the path, but that's...
I am living my truth
every
day.
This is remarkable truth. I mean, this is remarkable stuff.
I don't like how Kyle blessed his heart me. Don't do that. You can't do that to me. It's unfair.
You know what triggered all of us?
What?
The Brock Purdy nonsense. I mean, and I think Purdy's a good player. But to say that he's better than Allen.
He is.
No, he's not.
He went to the Super Bowl. Did Allen go to the Super Bowl? Did he go to the Super Bowl? Let's answer the question. Simple yes or no question, Joe. It's going to hurt you to say
it's not going to hurt me. Because you know why?
What?
I just woke up today and realized Chris Chandler, he's better than, like, you know, Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers.
Well, Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl.
Excuse me, Phillip Rivers. Great.
He better than Super. He better than Super Phillip Rivers. I said Super.
Chris
Rivers.
Chandler is better than Phillip Rivers.
And
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I mean, as long as we've gotten to that point,
we gotta stay. As long as you stay consistent, that's
you know
all
what?
That matters.
I give up.
No, you don't.
Point to Douglas. I give up. Chris Chandler better than Phillip Rivers.
No,
we're all done. We're done.
I mean, no, you don't. We're gonna have this argument again.
I give.
It's coming.
Up.
Oh,
why?
Wait a minute. You know what's even better?
I gave up.
We ain't even had our quarterback rankings yet. Ooh, I'm going to really get on your nerves with this one.
No, you know why? Because you didn't take the pledge. 215-592-9494. All right, we promised the coordinators. Let's hit that next. What Petullo said yesterday, what Fangio said yesterday, you hear that next. I need a break. I don't know about you guys. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all kind of emotions. You just heard it. We just sat here and argued about a bunch of nonsense. But, hey, you know what? I'm living my truth. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, that one hurts like no other. That's the feeling that you don't want to have. But we ain't got to worry about that no more because we got a game day guarantee from Fanatic Sportsbook. Here's how it works, everybody. Every single game now until October, new customers get up to 100%, $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also bet $10 to get $100 back in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning back money in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use on anything. You can use it on stuff like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk it with other sports books when you can switch to a sure thing? I don't know what y'all thinking if y'all don't do this. Every single game day until October comes with a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out for the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
There are different roads we could travel down, yeah. And we all meet at the end in the same spot. It's only week one, everyone. We're just getting started. By the way, our quarterback power rank is coming up at 1 o'clock. Top 10 right now after week one in the NFL.
Can't wait for this.
Oh, it's gonna be great. Can't wait to see which Super Bowl entry Hugh Douglas has on there. Who's been to a Super Bowl? So Flacco's got to be on Hugh's list, yeah, right? Yeah. Purdy's been to a Super Bowl. Stafford's been there.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So I need to see Russ and Flacco. We'll see. All right, that's coming up at 1 o'clock. All right, we promised something, then we'll get back to the phones. Couple of pieces of audio from the coordinators yesterday. First, let's hear Vic Fangio, his assessment of Adoree Jackson. Is he starting again on Sunday? Here's Vic.
Is the plan to have Adoree start this week against Kansas City?
Right now, yes.
Okay. That's
that was it.
Right now, yes.
All right. That sounds wonderful. The good news is the Chiefs receivers aren't at their best or even healthiest, so...
Well, hold on. Wait till Sunday.
Wait till Adoree rolls in, and we'll see what happens then. All right. One more, and this one was a little bit longer, thought out, but certainly interesting. This is Kevin Petullo being asked about the opening script. I'm really interested to hear Hugh's thought on this. So Petullo's first game on the opening script. Here's what he said.
And if so, you said last week the scripts have different purposes. What was the objective?
The first drive was not scripted. It was a little more of a kind of like what was happening and what we were getting and kind of challenging them a little bit versus what we were seeing. And so really we... You know, every drive is a little bit different. Sometimes we're trying to see what they're doing. Sometimes you get a feel for what they're doing rather quickly. And I think it was a little bit of a balance of both. And we were able to kind of see what was going on and kind of plan the next couple of things from there.
Hugh, your thought on the way Petullo described not really having a script. Now, I think it's fair to point out they scored on their opening drive. Mm-hmm. So whatever they did, whatever he called worked, but it wasn't kind of the typical, hey, we're scripting the opening drive.
In my 10 years of playing, I've never heard of that. And I just never have, because even defensively, we had certain plays, a certain defense that we would line up in, predicated on whatever you came out in, that we kind of were in just to see what you were doing.
Right.
And how you were going to attack it. Now, granted, first game of the season, maybe, you know, new coach or whatever coach shot was it, Schottenheimer or whatever, you went into it thinking that you're just going to play it by ear. But I've never heard of that. I've never been in a game where the first 15 wasn't scripted by the offense that you were going against, because most of the time they're quick hitters, they're up-tempo plays, just to try to see how you're going to adjust to certain things that they do, and then they get into their game plan.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, look, it worked. Again, maybe they'll do it again this Sunday. We'll see. But that stood out yesterday. This segment brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Shout out to McGurk's. We were there last week for the rally in Royersford, and talk about an awesome atmosphere. It was great there. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. I think Will's going to take the pledge. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up?
Man, listen, I'm willing to take the pledge as long as you are.
Well, okay? Of course I am.
Okay, no, I want you to take this pledge also, right?
Oh, so you have your own pledge for me. Let me hear it.
Yeah, okay. So this is my thing with Jalen. And I want to say something about this. Josh Kelly and this no action Jackson, right? Let me just say this real quick about these two quarterbacks that y'all keep glorifying. That can't get the job done, right, Hugh? They can't get it done. And guess who's been standing in their way all the time that they've been trying to get there? One man, right?
That's right, Patrick Jalen Hurts, yep.
Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. And they're a three-time champion. Even Elliott, you say don't bring up. You say, well, you need to be careful about them. They are a three-time Super Bowl winning team. Who cares? They didn't win the last one. That's what we're focusing on, right? And I'm just wondering, I'm going to get this out because I can't say it no more because I'm taking a pledge, all right? So this is my thing, right? He beat all these guys, all of them. Every last one of them that you named, he beat them all, right, to get to the Super Bowl.
Never heard that before.
He outplayed 32 quarterbacks to get to the Super Bowl. So if that don't make him elite and if that don't make him great, then I don't know what it is because it's not stats. Because guess what? I want to ask you this, and then I'm going to go into what I need to go into. If you wanted your legacy to be named after, right, would you want it to be named after stats or being a winner or being a champion?
Well, champion, of course.
Okay, then.
So but can I just ask a question? I need to, because this comes up all the time. Does Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson throwing or running for a touchdown make them less likely to win? The stats are what they do on the field.
But
every time they score a touchdown, that makes them less or more likely to win?
It makes them more likely to win.
So then why would we crap on their stats? I don't get, like, what is that crutch we use?
Because, like, you know why? You know why the game was played not for stats. To be a champion.
Right, every touchdown helps you win. I don't know. It doesn't even make any sense. Like, if Jalen scored more touchdowns, would we say he should score less because it's about winning? Or would we say the touchdowns help them win?
No, you do what it takes to win. So if you score more to win, then okay. But if you score less to win, it's okay too. That's how that goes. But let me just say this. Okay. What Ric Flair always said, and do it make sense? In order to beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Yes.
And he beat all of them. And he beat all of them.
Well, they didn't play the Bills last year, but he beat the other ones, yeah.
I'm a little passionate. I'm sorry.
This is
what I want to say, too, right? I want you to take the pledge that we're not going to put all this on Jalen. Not this season. No, we're not. Because until this offensive coordinator get his act together, yeah, he's going to be the call. Because like I keep saying, man, this formations, this play calling, it's not up to satisfactory. And I believe Skinny Batman and AJ is having a problem with this play calling. I'm not saying it is. I'm just, you know, fabricating or, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
great. Recklessly speculating.
You know, well, you might be right. I didn't think those guys were very open on Thursday. I thought Jalen played well in this game, and I didn't see guys wide open. So you might be right. Maybe Petullo's got to figure it out.
I thought it wasn't fair to bring up the supporting cast, though.
Okay, hold on.
Don't bring up Kevin Petullo.
We only do that when
the play call. No. Whoa. Don't penalize him because of the supporting cast.
Hold on. So what about Saquon?
Don't bring up the supporting cast.
This is going to spin to a Derrick Henry thing. Here we go.
Live your truth. Live your truth, Will.
Let me just say this. Uh-huh. He couldn't do nothing without our offensive line. He never had a season like this. He never been on a winning team like ours. Because you know why? We make people. Our team makes players better. Because if he were, could you actually say that he would be able to do this with another team?
No, but couldn't we apply the same logic to Jalen?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right. Let me give you somebody I want to get punched in the face.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of ammo, but I'm gonna let everybody cook. But I would like you to just Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones, and this is my answer. Uncle Sam. I would like Uncle Sam to get punched in the face because I'm sick of paying him taxes.
The hell did Uncle Sam do?
Well, he doesn't want to pay taxes anymore. Well, we appreciate the phone call. At first, when he was going through Jerry Jones, as much as it'd be funny, we need Jerry to stay alive so the Cowboys continue to stink. Jerry takes a punch from Mike. It's over, guys. We can't do that.
I'm wondering why Uncle Sam about to catch the fade.
Taxes. You don't want to pay taxes anymore. That was an all-time Will call there.
Yeah,
that was great stuff.
I mean, you see the pretzels that we twist ourselves in.
No, but dude, that's unbelievable. That's the beautiful part.
It's
about being a fan. And I think y'all lost that. I think y'all lost y'all way.
No, we lost our way.
Y'all lost y'all
Will
way.
Just told me that we have to take a little credit away from Saquon because the Eagles make everyone better. And I said, can I apply that to Jalen? And he said, no.
Joe.
I'm following the trail you guys put out here.
We're living our truth.
We are all living our truth. Yep.
This trail that you have is going to lead me off a cliff.
And our truths don't align, but that's okay. That's the beautiful thing about it.
You know what that means?
This game is so passionate.
It means they're not all truths. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Who do you want to see get punched by Mike Tyson for tickets to his show and a chance to win the grand prize, the overnight stay at the Hard Rock in January, the night of his show? But on the other side, along with your phone calls, we'll get to everything. We have to get to our power rankings. We're going to do it once a week. Our updated.
Yeah. Trigger warning.
Updated. No, it's trigger. It's just truth. It's our updated quarterback power rankings week to week. So it's not about the past because I've taken the pledge and Kyle's taken the pledge and Hugh didn't. But anyway, we'll try that next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everyone knows champs come from Philly. Like Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen's not a champ. But hey, I digress. But the delicious and delectable Tasty Cake, that's in Philly as well. Think about it. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on top of a delicious cake and enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about Crimpets, a uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're home run every time. Just like Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl last year. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you got the only best treats that you can have on deck. Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes. Go Birds!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.